And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I am going to dig into the well. Yeah, I'm not going to dig a well. I'm just going to dig into the well, and I'm going to pull out some information about some of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members that will hopefully make you understand that there is a better path to retirement than what you're doing right now. Now, if you listened to yesterday's show, you know that I talked about the idea that you have to change your mindset. You have to change it away from what you're currently doing now, in other words, a middle-class mindset, and you have to transition it to a millionaire's mindset. But the problem is, you have nobody in your life that you can pattern a millionaire's mindset after, because everybody in your life, except for maybe that rich uncle that doesn't talk to you, everybody in your life is doing the same thing you're doing. They have a middle-class mindset also, and because of that, all they can do is they can advise you on how to live your life of mediocrity. Now, I'm not picking on you. I'm just describing what your life might be like. Now, if you did listen to yesterday's show, you know that I talked about the fact that I spent 53 years of my life living a middle-class mindset. And, you know, I thought everything was fine. I thought everything was hunky-dory. But the problem that I had was I had retired myself from the military. Actually, the military retired me. I didn't have a choice in it. It was time for me to go. And even though I said, I don't want to go, they said, you know what? It's time for you to go. So I found myself retired, but I was physically retired, not financially retired, physically retired. Now some of you know that the military offers a pension, at least they used to back when I was serving in the military. And I did all the things that I needed to do to qualify for that pension. So I had a pension upon retirement. But the dirty, nasty secret of a military pension is it doesn't pay you the equivalent of what you made when you were serving on active duty. In my case, it paid me about a third of what I used to make, and my household expenses didn't go down by two-thirds. So as a result of that, my passive income, which came in from that pension, didn't cover my expenses, and I had a financial catastrophe on my hands, and I had to get back into the workforce. And for me, it was difficult to get back into the workforce. It took me 10 months to do that, and I lived through financial Armageddon in those 10 months. Now, eventually, I found a job. I did find a job, and that job paid me an income, and that income was enough to qualm the financial Armageddon in my life. But here was the problem. I was stuck in that middle class trap. I was stuck in the rat race, to quote Robert Kiyosaki. So my retirement game plan was to work in that job. It paid the opportunity to earn another pension. So I figured, well, if I work 20 years in this job, I will have another pension. I could be 70 years of age. I could take that second pension. I could add it to the first pension that I earned, and I'd be 70 years of age, and I could take my maximum Social Security benefits. But unbeknownst to me, I was miserable. Yeah, I was miserable. I really didn't do well in that job. Now, I did well in that job as far as work performance. I outperformed everybody in the organization, in my particular work cell, if you will. But I was miserable because I was a fish out of water. I was actually underemployed. In other words, what that means is I should have been working at a much higher level in the organization, but I was unable to obtain a job at a much higher level in the organization. So I was working way below my potential pay grade. And nobody recognized that. Nobody understood that. Nobody wanted to advance me. So I just sat in mediocrity, living my middle class mindset. Well, along comes Lifestyles Unlimited. And Lifestyles Unlimited taught me that my thinking was incorrect. my thinking was designed to keep me in that middle class living environment. What I needed to do was change my mindset away from the middle class mindset and focus on a millionaire's mindset. But I too had the same problem that you have. There was nobody around me that could show me what the millionaire's mindset should be. Nobody to advise me, nobody to mentor me. And you know what? It was a problem. See, what I was doing was ineffective and it needed to change. Now, I read a book written by Tony Robbins called Unlimited Power. And in that book, he says there's no such thing as failure versus success. There's only results. And if you evaluate your life as fail versus success, then that's ego based, but you have to be careful of your ego because it's more concerned about being right than being effective, because ego sees according to what others think about you. Even though I read Tony Robbins' book, he didn't really give me a roadmap that I could follow so that I could achieve financial freedom, so that I could break out of the middle class mindset and I could transition into the millionaire's mindset. What I needed was membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. When I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it was like the Red Sea parted in front of me. I had an opportunity to go into a direction that nobody in my circle of influence had the ability to show me. See, I wasn't surrounded by millionaires, and I'm sure you're not surrounded by millionaires either. So how do you break out of that middle-class mindset? You have to get involved with people that have broken out of that paradigm. Lifestyles Unlimited is that unique opportunity that allows you to break out of that paradigm and surround yourself with successful, like-minded people that are, now get this, the majority of them are millionaires. But by the way, I should share with you, as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community, there are members that organize different trips so that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members can live the lifestyle that we've always wanted to live. And what they're designed to do is give you the opportunity to hang out with fellow like-minded members. And a lot of these fellow like-minded members are millionaires or multimillionaires, but they're just regular people like you and I. They all started with a middle-class mentality, and now they have a millionaire's mentality. So when you hang out with people like that, it helps to reinforce why you are doing the things that you are doing, and it helps to keep you focused on the prize. So, okay, Joey has organized a fishing trip, and it's going out of Port Aransas, and what we're going to do is we're going to go on one of the catamarans that launches out of Port Aransas, Texas, and we're going to go target Red Snapper, and it's a 12-hour trip, again, just for Lifestyles Unlimited members, and it gives you an opportunity as a Lifestyles Unlimited member to rub elbows with your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. It's going to be a great time deep sea fishing and talking about real estate. Now, let me do this. Let me get back into what I'm really supposed to be talking about, which is some of my other fellow members that are achieving financial freedom by doing the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. And all of these people have transitioned their mindset away from a middle-class mindset into a millionaire's mindset. Now, the first guy I want to talk about is a gentleman by the name of Tim. And he presented at one of our case study events up in Austin, Texas. Now, if you're somebody that likes to attend Lifestyles Unlimited case study events online, this particular case study was not broadcast online. We didn't videotape it, so it's not available on the portal. If you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you want to check this out, it's just not there. It was designed specifically for the Lifestyles Unlimited members that live in Austin, Texas, and it's just kind of like a one-off event, but the information that was conveyed at that case study event is important information for you to hear. So let me tell you a little bit about Tim. Tim is an older guy. He's kind of like me, a little bit older. He's not in his 20s, and he works in marketing and sales, and he is married to a beautiful woman by the name of Nympha, who works in academia. Now, Tim is concerned about retirement. He realized that what he had been doing for retirement was not going to work for him, that the bag of money that he was trying to save up wasn't going to be big enough for him to actually achieve retirement and live the lifestyle that he wants to live in retirement. And again, Tim doesn't know how long he's going to live any more than you know, any more than I know. We don't know. I mean, you could get hit by a bus. I could get hit by a car. We could go out tomorrow, or we could live to the age of 100. We really just don't know how long we're going to live. And Tim's in the same boat. He doesn't know how long he's going to live. And he was concerned that he would run out of money in retirement, and then maybe he would have to go bag groceries like, you know, the senior citizens that you see at your local grocery store. They're bagging your groceries, right? So check this out. Tim presented at the case study one of the single family properties that he recently bought. Now get this. Tim hasn't been a member for a long time. He actually joined in February of 2023, so he's only been a member for about 14 months. He's gone through all the educational courses. He's gone through the Financial Freedom Seminar. He has conditioned his mind to think in a different way. And what he did was he presented a single family house that he bought in the Texas markets, and that property is cash flowing right now. It is producing a monthly income for him. Now, that monthly income is not enough for him to retire on. I mean, one house isn't going to get it done, but he's getting an 8.2% cash on cash return just on the cash flow on the property. So what that means is he's getting a better rate of return cash on cash on the real estate asset than he would get if he just had the money sitting in a savings account and it doesn't have the volatility of the stock market. So it produces income for him. And unlike his 401k, that money doesn't have to go back into the 401k. That money comes directly to him and he can use it however he wants. And what he's doing is he's using that money to help pay for his expenses of living because he's following a concept called chunking. Now, chunking is something that we'll teach you how to do when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I'm not going to get into it now. I know the other Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio show hosts have talked about chunking. They've done actual shows on chunking. So if you want to check that out, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and just search through the different shows that we do, and you'll find one maybe that I think Andy did the last one that we did on the concept of chunking. It's a really good show, and what it does is it gives you a strategy to achieve financial freedom. But here's the other thing I want to point out about this single family house that he bought. He captured equity of almost $48,000 in the property. What does that mean, he captured equity? It means that after he figured out what it was going to cost him to buy the property and rehab the property, that took him to a certain price point. But the value of the property, once it was all fixed up, was much higher than that price point. And the difference between those two numbers was almost $48,000. He increased his net worth by $48,000 just on one house, but he wasn't done. He actually bought a second house. When we come back from the break, more on Tim. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Residents come in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around and making their lives better. It's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. They had a case study that we had recently up in Austin, Texas. I had the opportunity to hear a gentleman by the name of Tim presenting information about some single family properties that he acquired, and he's using those properties to change his life. Now, I do have to point out that Tim has migrated his mindset away from a middle class mindset. He now has a millionaire's mindset. he is focused on the prize because he realized that what he was doing for retirement wasn't working. So Tim has only been a member for about 14 months, but in that 14-month time period, he's not bought only one single-family property, he's bought two single-family properties. And when you combine those two properties together, he is collectively making well over $5,000 a year in annual cash flow, and he has about, well, close to $80,000 in equity capture. Now, that equity capture is additional equity that he earns in those properties that increases his wealth. It gives him the opportunity to, well, get closer to becoming a millionaire, because that's how you determine whether or not you are a millionaire. It's based on your net worth. It's based on the equities that you have in your properties. Those all go onto your balance sheet and they help equate to you becoming a millionaire or potentially a multimillionaire. Now, here's the neat thing about Tim, and this is what I want to share with you. It's a quote that he provided the audience. He said, "Being a Lifestyles member gives us," speaking of his wife and himself, "more control over our financial well-being, the ability to enhance their net worth. It is a proven business model, easy to understand, easy to implement. And we never thought we could do this, but here we are, we're doing it." Now, that's a millionaire talking to you. He's not a millionaire yet, but he's on his way to becoming a millionaire. But he has the mindset, and that's what I want to convey to you. He has the mindset. Now, he was not the only person that was presenting on the case study event. I had the opportunity to listen to Tom and Jenny, and they were talking about a multifamily asset that they had acquired about a year and a half ago, I think it was. And they are just living the lifestyle now. This particular asset that they bought is a 54-unit multifamily property, and they are what we call IROs. Now, IRO is just an acronym for Independent Rental Operator, meaning they own the property, they own it outright. They have no other Lifestyles Unlimited members invested with them. This is wholly their property, and it is providing an income stream for them. Now, let me give you some background on Tom and Jenny. Tom used to be in law enforcement. As a matter of fact, he did, like, I think he said 28 years in law enforcement, and he retired from law enforcement. But he had the same problem that I had after retiring 27 years from the United States Army. The pension that he earns, I mean, it pays him a decent amount of passive income, but it's not providing for him the lifestyle that he really wants to have. And when he met Jenny, he realized that he needed more money in order to create the lifestyle that the two of them collectively wanted. Now, Jenny was in executive management for telecom and IT. So what I want to point out to you guys is that their backgrounds are completely different, but they are focused together as a couple as millionaires. They have the millionaire mindset. They migrated away from the middle class mindset, and they have achieved the millionaire mindset. As a matter of fact, they are millionaires, because when I tell you about the deal that they presented at the case study, you're going to realize that, yeah, they've achieved millionaire status with this property. Now, Tom, he had been a member since 2008, and he had been buying single family properties, one and then another, and then another, and then he amassed something like, I think he said, 15 different single-family properties. When he met Jenny and they fell in love and they became married, they decided that they wanted to transition from single-family investments into multifamily investments. And they took some time to do that, but eventually they decided to pull the trigger, and they pulled the trigger about a year and a half ago. And now let me just explain to you where the money came from for this multifamily investment. They wound up selling a good portion of their single family assets to raise the capital that they needed to buy this multifamily asset. And this multifamily asset was something that Tom had had his eye on for a long time. And ironically, he said this. He said when he talked to one of the brokers that was representing the property, the broker said, "Well, you know, Yeah, I understand you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I understand that you're wanting to get your feet wet in multifamily properties, but you don't play cards with the owner of the property, so you're probably not going to get an opportunity to buy the property. Well, Tom didn't take that answer or that response as a go away, go find another property. He stayed focused on the prize. And eventually, he wore that broker down. He presented his offer, and the owner of the property elected to sell the property to Tom and Jenny. And that's how they got the property under their control. Now, here's the neat thing about this property. They purchased it in June of 2022. So that's about a year and a half, 2 years ago, for $4.3 million. Now, what's it currently valued at? Go ahead. I'll give you a chance to guess. I'll go ahead and throw your answers at the radio. All right. You ready for the answer? $9.5 million. So they acquired it for $4.3 million, and it's currently valued at $9.5 million. Do you think that they've achieved millionaire status? Do you think they've achieved multimillionaire status? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, here's the thing. They're projecting a 273% return on investment, resulting in an estimated $4.81 million increase in value in year three on this property. It's an amazing result. Now, I realize that talking multifamily to some of you guys is like going wah, 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 wah. And the reason for it is you haven't been educated on how to invest in multifamily. So you don't necessarily understand the numbers that I'm throwing out to you. But keep this in mind. There is a way for you to understand this information. And all you have to do is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, and we'll be more than happy to share with you the same things that we shared with Tom and Jenny that put them on this roadmap to success and have created for them financial freedom. Now, get this. They just sold their house. They did. They sold their house and they bought an RV. And you know what they're doing? They're traveling across the United States for the next year or possibly longer. And while on the road, they are actively looking for their next multifamily investment, targeting a purchase price of about just $10 million. Yeah, just $10 million. Now, I know to some of you, that's a big shock. It's like $10 million. Who could afford to buy a property that's worth $10 million? Tom and Jenny. That's who can afford to buy that property because they have the capital to take down a property that big. And as independent rental operators, all of the money that they earn from those properties or from that particular property, they still have some single family stuff. So I should say from those properties, all of that money goes directly to them. They have achieved financial freedom. They have developed the millionaire's mindset. They no longer have that middle-class mindset. They have that millionaire's mindset. So here's the question I have for you. What's keeping you from doing the same thing that Tom and Jenny have done? What's keeping you from doing the same thing that April has done? What's keeping you from doing the same thing that Tim has done? Maybe it's just a lack of knowledge. Maybe it's just a lack of education. Maybe it's something called fear. And fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. Let me just tell you something about fear. Fear will hold you back and will keep you from having the lifestyle that you've already desired. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back from the radio for a moment, and I want you to consider your current situation in life. Are you happy with your current situation in life? Now, some of you are, and many of you are not. For those of you that are not, what could you do to improve the situation? Well, you could develop passive streams of income, and those passive streams of income could be used to offset your expenses of living. And as you develop more and more passive streams of income, you will eventually replace the W-2 income that you receive by working for a living. And when you do that, you become what we call at Lifestyles Unlimited, real estate retired. You regain 100% control over your life, and you have a choice. You have a choice to make. You can either continue to work in the job that you're working in, and many Lifestyles Unlimited members do that. They enjoy doing the work that they're doing. They have no desire to leave their job. So what do? Well, they keep working. But here's the thing. they never have to worry about a corporate layoff. They never have to worry about whether or not they get a raise or not. And because, I mean, at the end of the day, they're financially secure. They are 100% financially secure because they have enough passive income that if they left the job tomorrow, it wouldn't devastate them. It would not devastate them. So what do they do with the money that they're earning from that job? They buy more real estate assets. They do. They buy more real estate assets. And let me get back to the choices. Here's another choice. Maybe you don't like your job, but maybe you like working. You don't want to sit around the house like I do all the time. So you go and you find something else to do. Maybe you've always wanted to work for a nonprofit organization that doesn't pay you very much money. I mean, you consider that a nonprofit organization wouldn't give you the income that you need to sustain your household. And maybe that's one of the reasons you never went to work for a nonprofit. So now you have the opportunity to go to a nonprofit and work for them. And the wages that you earn are not substantial. They're not like the old job that you had, but they're still income. But let me sweeten the pot. What if you volunteered your time? What if you gave away your time so that that nonprofit entity didn't have to spend money on you? They were able to repurpose that money for the good that that nonprofit organization does. How would that make you feel? That should make you feel pretty darn good. You know, you still have another choice. You could be like me. You could be like Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO. You could have the time to do whatever you want, whether it's sitting around the house or like Dell playing with his train sets. I mean, he's got an elaborate train set. He's got like a 20-car garage, and part of that garage is dedicated to his train set hobby because he loves that. That's something that gives him a feeling of accomplishment. It gives him a feeling of joy. It gives him a sense of purpose. He enjoys playing with his trains, and you know what? Good for him. I mean, I'm not into trains. I'm more into real estate, but I'm more into enjoying the beautiful landscape around the beautiful property that I live in myself because I have been able to give Mrs. Gordon the real estate that she's always wanted to not only live in, but also invest in so that I can obtain that real estate retirement that I've always wanted for myself. And it all started by changing my mentality. It's going to start with you changing your mentality too. You have to change from the middle class mindset. You have to get to a millionaire's mindset. This is what every Lifestyles Unlimited member does. This is part of the formula, the secret to success, and I'm sharing it with you for free because what I want for you is I want you to achieve the same thing that I've achieved. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del Walmsley's doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.